tuned in to Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. The summer break is over. I'm all done sitting on my ass, ignoring my podcast, ignoring your many messages. I think I got three. Wondering where the show is. Well, it's back. I'm going to try to go on a week-to-week or bi-week basis, depending on how much time I have. Thank you for rejoining me in the funhouse. And I don't want to disappoint. On my very first show back from a very long summer vacation, I've got a very special guest. I had to really look high and low. I had to look underneath a lot of rocks. But I found me a Southern Belle.
Oh, hell no.
Somebody from the South. Now, if you have never spoken with somebody from the South, it's a lot different than talking to somebody from the North. There's a lot of different rules and different etiquette that we have to follow, and we're all going to learn something today.
Okay.
So, Robin, are you there?
I am.
Robin Weeks from Mississippi, USA. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Doing good. So today we're going to dispel a lot of myths about the South and talk a little social media.
Okay.
Have you ever been north of the Mason-Dixon line, Robin?
I have.
What do you think?
I've been out of the country.
You've been completely out of the country?
Yeah, a few times.
So is it a huge culture shock?
Hey, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Wait, hold up. Are you saying that people from Mississippi are not, we don't travel? Like, we're not educated. What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, when you leave the country, is it typically you, like, build a raft out of, like, wooden logs and then go down the Mississippi into the Gulf?
Yeah,
is that leaving the country?
Yeah, we do that, and we do that to go get us some shoes.
Right.
To go to school, to walk 7 miles to get to school. Mm-hmm.
So, you've been up north. How different is it up north than living in the South?
Well, y'all are idiots, and we aren't, so.
Idiots.
What?
Y'all don't know what grits are.
No, I have no idea what a grit is. There's
That's
a lot of people
saying.
Out there.
See? There you go.
Okay, well, let's just get that one thing out of the way. What is a grit?
Oh, dear God. It's food. Well, it's, what do y'all call that nasty shit y'all eat? It's the cream of oats or something like that. I think that's what y'all eat, huh?
The cream of wheat, yeah.
I guess. Well, grits are better.
What is a grit?
Because I can't eat. Oh, my God. I don't fucking know. It's food. You get it for breakfast. I don't make it. I don't grow it. I just eat it.
Is a grit?
Damn.
Is a grit? Is it like a piece of rice? Is that what a grit is?
How about you Google it? How about that?
No.
A grit. Oh, well, I guess we'll never know.
You don't eat
exactly
one
what
grit,
a grit is.
Fool. It's a bowl of grits.
You don't have like a single grit. You get like a fork and knife and cut it in half.
Oh, dear God. Moving on.
Here's 8 absurd myths about Southern women.
Okay.
That I think a lot of people up north believe. We'll go through each one with you.
Like, how far north? Because, like, how far are you talking about? How stupid? I mean, tell me the cutoff line from north to south in your imagination.
Iowa. Anything south of Iowa? Well, no, actually, it begins at Iowa. The Minnesota-Iowa line is considered the south.
Well, I've never been up there because it's, I have no reason to go up there.
Okay.
But go ahead with your questions. Go ahead.
Okay, here's question number one. Yeah. All Southern women are obsessed with looking like sex kittens.
What? Have you seen my profile picture?
I've seen some. I've seen your profile pics on Facebook, and we're going to get to Facebook in a minute. But do you think you're more?
That's who I am. I don't know if they're trying to copy me or whatever. I can't help the way I look. I don't know about them. I just know about me. I mind my own business, stay in my own lane.
Are you obsessed with looking good all the time? Do you want to always look like a sex?
Hell
kitten?
No! Right now, no. Right now, I have no makeup on. My hair is tied up. And I'm in my nightshirt and night shorts. Heck no.
So it's not a really huge deal to you?
No. Okay.
All right, here's the second one. Southern women are all uneducated hicks or rednecks or airheads. And as a result, they're all poor or on welfare. Are you any of those things?
Now, look, we're not talking about any of my relatives, but that does not apply to me. I am educated in law enforcement. However, I don't do anything in law, but I've got education in there. So, no, that's all stupid. That's just ignorant. You're being ignorant.
I'm just reading something off the Huffington
Post. You made that
Post.
Shit up, and you know, you made that shit up. Don't nobody think that these days.
No, like, it's off the Huffington Post, I assure you.
What the hell? Really? That's a real question.
Do you consider a law enforcement education being, you know, you spent a lot of time in the back of cop cars, so now you're educated about the law?
Bing, bang, bing.
Let me tell you something. I have not spent a lot of time in the back of a car because I know the law. What? Bitches, now, have a seat. Have several seats. Now, move on.
Before we get to our next fun-filled question, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How old are you? Married? Divorced? Where'd you grow up in Mississippi?
Like you would know if I told you anyway. I'm 43.
Okay.
Divorced. Mother of four grown children. Is raised in Petrel, Mississippi. And I live real close to Memphis right now.
Okay. Now, in the South, would full-grown be considered about 14 years old? Is that the marrying age?
Oh, my God. You're killing me. God knows. You're killing me. Oh, my God.
You know what? We're dispelling this.
No, 16 is in the league is when you're legally able to drive.
We're dispelling a lot of myths today.
You're dispelling ignorance. You're making that shit up, and you know it. You got to be making that up.
Okay, here's the next one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Southern women are all good cooks and are very hospitable. Okay, now would you consider yourself a good cook?
All right, now see here. Okay, there's a fine line. I can cook, and it's going to taste good if you're hungry. I don't like to cook. So that's a myth because I don't like to cook. Now see, here's the thing. Whatever you do good, that's your job. See, if I would have cooked very well, I'd have had to cook every single night. My ex-husband cooked every night. I cleaned, he cooked. I don't like to cook.
Okay, and you're obviously not very hospitable.
What? I'm not hospitable?
No, you're very angry today. Why are you so angry?
I am hospitable.
Don't be so angry.
Why does anybody say that? No, you know what they call me?
What do they call you?
Ghetto Barbie.
Ghetto Barbie.
Ghetto Barbie. Because, you know, I'm not angry at all. Like, I'm just, because really, are you making, I mean, I just can't believe people really think those questions are valid. Come on.
Well, it says 8 absurd myths about Southern women.
So, absurd. Okay, 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 okay.
Here's another one, and I think you fall into this one, unfortunately.
Watch out.
All Southern women have big hair.
I have thick hair. Wait.
Big hair.
I don't have big hair. You think I have big hair?
Like 80s mall beans.
Be honest.
Yeah. Right?
Me?
Yeah.
I do not.
No.
You're lying.
But is big hair pretty popular
I
down
do not
south?
I have big hair. No, hell no. Not since the 80s. I don't think. Mine's not. Mine's not like that. Is mine like that?
It's pretty big from what I've seen on Facebook. Pretty big.
It is not that big. It's naturally curly. I can't help it. And it's thick and long. And I can't help that either. Okay, now you're being judgmental.
Oh, I'm just reading the questions. It says, big hair signifies a woman who spends a lot of time thinking about her hair than anything else.
I actually don't. I just I wet it and then it curls up and I don't have to do nothing to it. That's why I do it like that. Now.
Okay, here's another one. Those who are white are racist.
Pretty much.
So that one's true? Okay.
Well, no, but you know what? You know what it is? Nuh-uh, because here's the thing. They're just funny. The jokes are just funny. Like, I'm not racist, but I think racist jokes are funny. Like, I mean, I'm not racist. I'm so not going to say I got black friends.
Do you know anybody literally in the Klan?
Actually, my great-great-grandfather was. But that had nothing to do with me. And I did not, none of us picked cotton or none of that either. So, and I didn't own any slaves. So.
Well, there's no way you could have owned any slaves. You're 43 years old. But would you say like a large percent of Southern white women are racist, in fact? True.
What do you mean,
untrue?
White women?
Well, it says those
white women
in the South are racist. Is that unfair?
Not white women. No, not white women. Like, we don't, not just women. Not just women. No, I don't, personally, no, I don't think I'm racist at all. I think the racist jokes are funny.
Have you heard a lot of racist jokes about white people lately, or? Or is it just all black jokes?
They're not funny. They're not funny. They scream. No, not really. Who's going to say it to me, really?
I don't know. I'm just, we're just spelling this.
No, you don't say it to people. You don't say it to be rude. Like,
but
I mean, there's races here, but I don't know. It's just not in your face, I don't guess. I don't do it. I think it's mean. I like everybody. Mostly.
Well, that's good. But so you'd say the majority of people down south are not racist.
I can't say that. They're all. I think that's anywhere. I think it's all over the place. I don't think it's just the south. But I think the older people are more racist than the younger people in the south. It's the way they were raised. It's just understood. Like, I don't care if it's an old white woman. They, in a heartbeat, they're racist. I mean, in your face racist. And older black people, they're racist. But as the newer generations, they're not so bad.
So, like, the Ku Klux Klan and all that still exists down there?
I don't know anything about it. Like, I haven't seen it. Like, it's not, I'm sure it does, but I don't have anything to do with any of that.
All right.
That was old history, and they didn't ask me, so I didn't tell them. So.
Do you think that's why Trump is doing so well down south, because it's full of racists?
No, because Hillary's a bitch. I mean, come on. Because she flat out, I mean, come on. She's a flat out, she lied. She straight up lied. I mean, how are you ever going, I mean, everybody lies. This bitch going to stand in front of everybody and lie and get everybody else to lie with her. That's why Trump's doing so well in the South, because Hillary is not, she's a liar.
Like, lied
about.
That's
my first opinion. I hate politics, so.
Lied about what, like, specifically? What has she lied about?
Well, you know, about the emails. She lied about all kinds of stuff.
Just the emails? That's it? I mean, would you say that Trump has
look, I'm telling you what my opinion is.
Okay.
I do not watch the politics. I do not follow it. My opinion on her is not what she done as far as what she done as far as the government. I'm judging her based on the fact of what she did as a person, as her morals, as her integrity. I'm questioning her integrity completely as a woman. If you make a mistake, everybody makes a mistake. But when you woman up, you admit it. And if you're sorry, you say you're sorry. She's not even sorry. But I'm not judging her on what her actions actually were. I don't care if she took $1 million or $10 or erased everybody's debt. I don't care what she did. It's the fact that she was shady enough to do something that was put in her trust. I don't trust her. That's why I don't like her.
But now, Trump,
I can only speak for myself.
But Trump is, he's on the up and up?
No, probably. Oh, no. This government is corrupt to hell and back. It is bought. Just because they say you can vote and you can vote doesn't mean your votes count. Okay? It is shady. Everybody's got their hands in everybody else's pocket. If whatever they want to happen can happen. I hate politics. You got me on the wrong stuff. You want to get me upset? You get me on politics because they're all shady as fuck.
So you're not even going to
vote? I don't trust any of them.
Are you going to vote?
I always do, but I'm not voting for Hillary, and I'm not through investigating Trump. So if I don't like either one of those, what am I to do? I'm not going to just vote just to be voting.
So you may not vote at all. You may not vote at all.
Hell no. And I believe if you do not know all the facts, if you are not studying, if you're not in knowing all the facts, you should not vote. Do not go in there and just cast some votes. You don't know what the hell you're talking about, because we don't need that. That's what we got. We don't need that. All this uneducated voting is what got us where we are today. And that's not something we need at all. We need people that have some knowledge, some education. Let's help them decide on what we need to do for America and get these uneducated people out of the way. Don't vote if you don't know what you're talking about. Shut your mouth.
You better be careful. You're going to wear that soapbox out that you're standing on. You're going to wear it right out. You're going to wear that soapbox out. How often are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you're on a soapbox right now. You're preaching to everybody.
No, no, no.
Go on, preach.
I never speak about this. I really don't ever give my opinion on politics because I don't like it. The only time I had a real opinion is when my daughter came to me and discussed it about me because she's going to be voting for the first time, and that's the only reason why I feel the way I do, and told her why I did feel the way I do. But anyway, not on soapbox because we never could speak about it again, and it'd be just fine for me.
No, I'm interested in your opinion. I don't have a lot of women on the show.
But honestly, if you don't want to know my opinion, don't ever ask.
I want to know, and I'm asking. I'm asking. I want to know what it is, and you just told me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
All right. Well, there's one more question I have to ask you about Southern women here.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Would you consider yourself obedient, repressed, and conservative?
No, and you probably already know the answer. Not me, though. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm total opposite of that.
So most Southern wives are not obedient like Stepford wives? I guess that's kind of what it's around?
Oh, no.
No?
You, if you want us to do something, you don't tell us to do it. No.
All right.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that was a belch. So,
did you really just do that?
Yeah, it's my show. It's fine.
I'm a lady. I know, but I'm a lady.
You're a Southern belle.
I don't give a damn. You don't do certain things in front of me, and that's one of them. It's respect.
Let's talk about social media. Now, you're a big fan of Facebook. Agreed?
Right.
I mean, you're always posting something on Facebook. So
right,
I
I'm also on others. On LinkedIn and Twitter and all that.
Yeah, you're on all the major platforms. Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Snapchat. Mm-hmm. You're on them all, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now, I've noticed I got your Facebook page up right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was going to read some of your posts. And then ask you why you would put stuff like this on Facebook. Because I'm not a huge fan of Facebook.
Yeah, no shit.
And it seems like you're always complaining. Okay, here's one. She's a queen with a little bit of savage. What does that mean?
That means, God, really, you don't know. That means I kind of own my own. I can hold my own, but I can get down and dirty with it. Like I got a dirty mouth, but I'm cute as can be. That's what that means. You're not gonna be cute, but have a dirty mouth.
Here's another one. You ain't gotta like me. Just watch your mouth. Why do you feel the need to put that on Facebook?
Because you don't have to like me. Just don't say nothing to me if you don't like me. I'm just letting you know that. Look,
here's another one.
Before you complain about anything on my Facebook, ask yourself. Ask yourself.
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing some stuff out here.
Did I ask you to follow me, motherfucker?
It almost seems like you're looking for a fight, okay? And everybody's seen Frozen.
But I'm the sweetest individual. I'm not a fighter. I'm such a lover. I promise you. But I'm 5'3". I weigh 127 pounds. I'm tiny. So I talk big. Like, people think I got this hard surface, and I'm so not. I'm just not. I'm just this little country girl that has a big mouth that I don't have no filter at all. And also, if I post something, that doesn't mean I'm going through it in my life. I love how people want to think that they're relating it to my life. And I don't. If I see something funny, I'm going to repost it. It has nothing to do with me. But
all right. All right. Thank you. Now, everybody has seen Frozen. All the kids out there have seen Frozen. We've all heard the song, Let It Go, Let It Go, or whatever. I watched it with my kid. I sat through it.
I've never seen it, though.
Here's a picture of the star of Frozen. I forget her name. And it's giving me the finger and has a cigarette in its mouth, and it's saying, Let It Fucking Go. What's the point of that? Why put that on your Facebook page?
Because?
Everything
on
here
it?
Is about how tough you are and how you don't have to like everybody and nobody should have to like you. It almost seems like you're almost always looking for a fight. Here's one that says,
Did you read it? Did you enjoy it?
No. Because it...
Then why the fuck are you on my page? What? Don't let me know that shit.
I'm just wondering why you put
Actually, I saw it this morning and thought it was cute and it made me laugh. And so I reposted it for my not-so-nosy friends, for the cool people that think it's funny. But the people that don't think it's funny can keep scrolling past it. No, I really did. I saw it this morning and thought it was funny, and so I reposted it. That's why I put it on my Facebook page.
Here's one that says,
next.
My guardian angel be like, I'm so done with this bitch. And then there's a picture of an angel with his or her hand on her face. So are you like a real badass? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not. No, I have been. I mean, we all have our sins, but I just think they're funny. I think they're funny, and I think they have a lot of personality. And if you're going to hate, just go ahead and hate.
Nobody's hating. We're just all trying to get a picture of who you are here. Now, you had a problem with Snapchat. I can't find that post because you posted like...
Oh, my Jesus. It's not just Snapchat. It's Messenger, too, man. You just don't understand. These folks are sending me nudes. They're sending me video of themselves, and it's a bit much.
So it's tough for a single... Is it tough for a single woman on Snapchat or Facebook whatever?
Well, yeah, if you don't like to get dick pics...
Sign me up for that.
I don't want that shit.
What are you putting on there? What are you putting on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever that's encouraging dick pics?
First of all, I don't get them on Instagram. Second of all, I'm not only received on Snapchat. I don't have no idea. I'm barely even on Snapchat.
Okay.
But when I do, I get the messages. You know what I mean? That's when they send me the pictures. But I'm not doing anything. It's like on Messenger. You get Messenger. How do you filter that?
Messenger on Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't filter it. Usually just friends of mine on Facebook send me messages and I read them.
But they don't send you dick pics, do they?
No, they don't. No, nobody's ever sent me a picture of their cock.
Right?
I feel a little left out, I'll be honest with you. A little left out.
Hey, I can forward them. I have forwarded them to other people that wanted to get stupid with them. I forward them. Promise you. Because I've got hundreds of messages in Messenger. I hate it. And I don't like to go to it. If I know you, I will go to you. But other than that, I don't answer them because I get all kind of crazy stuff, even from women too. Oddly enough.
Do you think that's the reason why you're putting up these tough girl posts? Like I'm a bitch. Fuck you. I'm hard ass. Quit sending me pictures of cocks.
Is it really the image that I put out? Seriously?
That's what you're trying to give off. I mean, like every other post, you're calling somebody a bitch and what the fuck and. Here's one. Morning, motherfuckers. Let's just mind our own business today. Haters are going to hate.
Get up off my page.
Haters are going to hate, so let the motherfuckers do their goddamn job. I mean, I'm just going down and reading these. You look like a really bad decision.
But yet,
get the fuck over here. Okay, now, if somebody was going to send you a picture of their giant cock, and they read...
I don't know. They do.
And you have like another GIF on your Facebook newsfeed that says... You look like a really bad decision. Get the fuck over here. Now, if I was a pervert, I'd be like, oh, I guess she's down to look at my penis. Because you put that on there.
Well, then they wouldn't know me very well, and I still wouldn't get the message. But, hey, you see how I filter my friends. I only have a few friends. I don't even know how you got to be in my friend circle. You better watch yourself.
I don't comment.
Bitch. Well, go ahead, comment.
No, we are. We're talking about it right now on the podcast. I mean, it's not a live podcast.
I think they're funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
I like them.
Why is there one every 35 seconds, though?
Because I want them to be that way. Because when I see them, I repost. Because I get bored. See, I work at home. If I get bored, I get on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. You do work from home. Why don't you tell our listeners what you do and what kind of service you provide? A little commercial for yourself.
Trendy gifts that can be as fun. I sell home decor. I sell beautiful home decor.
Home decor.
Boxes and candles and bags and trunks and stuff like that to decorate your home.
Well, do you have a website where people can look at some of the things that you're selling?
Yes, I do. It's Trendy Gifts. To Be Me is Fun. TobeMeisFun. That's all one word. Trendy Gifts. To Be Me is Fun. .com.
Trendy Gifts. To Be Me.
What?
Is that
what QBB you is fun, and I did that when I turned 40.
Okay.
Because I turned 40. But anyway, to be me is fun. That's one word. But trendy gifts, to be me is fun. It's supposed to be trendy gifts at to be me is fun because it's on a website. But you can't put the at in certain places. So it's just one long word, trendy gifts to be me is fun.
All right. Well, there you have it. If you're looking for stuff for your house to sit in the corner and collect dust, go to trendy gifts to be me?
To be me.
To it's be fun. Me is fun.
Yeah, like if you were saying to be me is fun, but it's just one word. You can Google it. How about you Google to be me is fun? And then you see all kind of pictures over the years of me and all my products. If you go to Google to be me is fun images.
Do you have any questions for me? Do you have any questions of somebody from the North? To wrap the show up here, we got a few minutes.
No, I don't, because I'm not judgmental. And I don't go to your page and talk about how not fun and humorous it is, how no jokes are on there, how it's never funny. I don't do that. How come you don't have a sense of humor on Facebook? How come?
I have a sense of humor on Facebook. I was just reading off some of your posts.
You were being mean. You're being judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental.
I'm cute.
So you're recently single. Do you go out to the clubs?
About 2 years. Actually, I do, and I get VIP treatment now. What?
I don't give a screw.
I do. I do go to the club.
Do you feel a little out of place? Cause
not at all.
Most of the people in clubs are very young. Yeah, right. But most of the people in clubs are like in their 20s, right?
30s, yes.
20s, early 30s. So does it feel weird being in your 40s going to the club? I'm not putting it down. I'm just trying to get there.
Not at all. They treat me with the greatest, because I, first of all, don't get on there and twerk. But I used to be a Budweiser model from age 14 to 17. So I was in the clubs early. I learned how to dance a long time ago. Okay. So when I go to, it was like after being married for 16 years, it was just like when I hit the clubs, it was that. I didn't skip a beat. I fit right in because I dress. My daughters are, in their 20s. I dress like my daughters, and I don't look my age. So I fit right in, and because I don't act like a tramp, they treat me with respect. I go by myself. I hate going with other girls because you just got to babysit. So I go out by myself, and I go home by myself, and I have a great time.
So you're happier than a tornado in a trailer park, you'd say.
Yeah, that's not happy. That's not nice.
I'm happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
Have you ever lost your trailer in a tornado? It's not funny. I hadn't either, but it's not funny.
No, these are all Southern sayings. Now I Googled funny Southern sayings. Dick. Let's see if you've ever heard any of these.
There's nothing funny about Southern sayings, and I hate to hear my voice.
All right, here's one. He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Have you heard that before?
Oh, you can't carry a tune in a bucket?
Yeah.
You can't sing.
Okay, what does this one mean? He squeezes a quarter so tight the eagle screams.
It means keep it, motherfucker.
All right. He doesn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
It broke. Broke ass.
He's about as useful as a pogo stick in quicksand sand.
Well, that's self-explanatory. Okay.
I don't understand this one. If brains were leather, he wouldn't have enough to saddle a June bug. What does that mean?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. It's weird.
Okay. Here's one you might have heard at the club. She needs some fries to go with that shake. Heard that one?
That's like junior high or something. That's not even in the club level. That's so retarded. No. Right.
Here's what I don't get. Well, that just dills my pickle. What does that mean?
Oh, that is so, oh my God. I mean, I've never said it, but I don't know. It's just like, really am I explaining this to you? You know how a pickle gets dilled?
No.
Makes it sour, makes it all tart. I assume it makes her like she got aggravated over it. I don't know.
Here's one. Well, don't you look prettier than a glob of butter melting on a stack of wheat cakes? What's a wheat cake?
Okay, so that's not Southern. That's fat. I don't have a clue. I've never heard that one before.
Oh. You look about as happy as a tick on a fat dog. Heard that one before?
I hate that one. God, I hate that one. I hate when people say that. So nasty. Ugh. Move on. I don't even want to comment on that one. So nasty.
Have you ever been as mad as a mule chewing on a bumblebee?
Yeah, I never heard of that one, but I can imagine that's not good.
How about, okay, here's the last one. He's so rich, he buys a new boat every time one gets wet.
I never heard that one, but nice southern try on that accent, really?
I thought it was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
Well, we're at the 35-minute mark, and every show I do a little segment, and it's called What Have I Learned Today? What Have I Learned Today? Brought to you by your friends over at Bunhouse Jingles. Bunhouse Jingles, the people who created the Wisecracking with Winter Jingle, the people that can create your jingle. Find Bunhouse Jingles on Twitter, Google, or wherever you have internet access. Or head on over to Roguestar. Roguestar are the people that created my logo. They do t-shirts, they do logo design, they do graphic design. Anything that you need designed, head on over to Roguestar. What have I learned today? I've learned that there's a lot of absurdness about the South that I believed my entire life that have been cleaned up and cleared up today by Miss Weeks. Thank you, Miss Weeks, for educating me
about the
South. I've also learned today that everybody in the South is not a racist. That's something else I learned today. Just because you
really didn't think they were.
No, I didn't really think they were.
Okay.
But I do think that Donald Trump is going to win the South.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt there.
No doubt.
What else did I learn today? I've also learned that if you need some cool home decor, and we all could use some cool home decor, head on over to BeMeIsFun. Is that .com or .org? What is that?
.com.
To Be Me Is Fun. And Miss Robin Weeks will pick you out something for your house. There's also pictures of Robin Weeks. If you'd like to see what Robin Weeks looks like, you can go to images and type in To Be Me Is Fun, and there's Miss Robin Weeks. If you have any questions for Miss Robin Weeks, questions about the South, whatever, send them on over to wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com, and I will make sure that she gets them. Do you have anything to add? Did you learn anything today, Robin?
Nope. I'm good. I learned you're hating on my page, so I'm going to make sure I'm going to put some sweet stuff on my page just for you so we can all be bored together.
Well, Robin, thanks a lot for being on. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Well, that show was certainly something. I'm Mitch, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of Mike, email him at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook, check out our Wisecracking with Winter fan page or follow us on Twitter at @GetWisecracking. Make sure to listen and rate the show on iTunes and check us out on Google Play Music.